Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our world today, we often think of things only in a physical realm. When you are sick, when you are discouraged, when you have something that is plaguing you, we go to the doctor. We think surely this is just a physical ailment. And I'm not denying that you should go to a doctor when something is physically ailing you. However, I do want you to give consideration to the fact that you are not just made a physical body. For you have been created with a body and a soul. You see, yes, there are physical debilities and diseases, but there are also spiritual ones. In our epistle lesson for today, St. Paul lets them know that there are so many things around them. And he lets you know the same thing. He says that we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When we fail to realize that sometimes even our physical ailments are caused by spiritual warfare, we forget to go to the Lord. We forget to go to our Bible and in prayer. We forget how important medicine is, not just for your body, but for your soul. We are in a war. And it's not the type of war that we usually think of. It's not necessarily hand-to-hand combat. It's not that sort of war. It is a culture war. It is a falling of the Western civilization. It is, behind all of that, a spiritual war against the devil. The devil is absolutely real. And he seeks each and every one of you. He desires you to have the same contempt for God that he has. He desires you to be with him for eternity. But thanks be to God, as a Christian, you are not on your own. You do not have to fight this battle on your own. In fact, God is with you, and he gives you armor. St. Paul says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, we don't just fight against flesh and blood, he says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. There is evil all around us. When you walk out your door, the devil is there seeking you. Put on the whole armor of God. How can you possibly expect to stand against the devil when he controls so much in this world today? When he controls every news source, when he controls everything around you, corrupting your ears to his desires. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Just last week, our epistle lesson reminded us, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The 1950s and early 1960s are gone. They are now history. While for some of you, you might have lived during that time, and you might have remembered what it was like to grow up as a child in that time. When on Sunday morning things were closed, when on Sunday morning church was the place to be in your culture and in your society. Those days are gone. The world is not seeking to follow after the Lord. The whole system is set up against you and your children and your grandchildren. You cannot do it on your own. And I can't either. Take up the whole armor of God. Stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take up the helmet of salvation. God has given you protection against the devil, the world, and your sinful nature. God has given you armor to defend yourself against these things. Wear it. Do not cast it aside. Do not think you can get through this world without it. Do not think you can get through this world without receiving the spiritual medicine for your souls in the sacrament of the altar. Do not forget that you need to every day drown the old Adam and put on the armor of God that was given you in the waters of holy baptism. For in those waters you have been washed. You have cast off your dirty rags, as we talked about last week, and you have received the robe of Christ's righteousness, which shines a light in the darkness. If you could see how many fiery darts the devil casts at you every moment, you would give thanks to God for his protection. But because they are spiritual, we don't necessarily see them. The shield is what God uses to protect you against the darts. He quenches the fiery one. He quenches him because in the end, God does win. In the end, Saint Michael will drive a spear through the head of the devil, washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. The blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary to forgive your sins and mine. Yes, we have a good, godly defense against these things. But God does say to stand. The time has come to stand up and to march. The Bible tells us that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That means what the church stands for, what we confess as a part of that bride of Christ, the gates of hell cannot defend itself against. We have an offensive weapon. For St. Paul continues, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You have God's own word. You can read it each and every day. You must be built up in the word because the devil will attack you and he will twist it on you and try to get you to forget what God actually teaches. This year I've spent a lot of time talking about the 6 days of creation, and it just so happens it was our Old Testament lesson for today. And so I want to remind you of the truth in what God says. He is the only one present. He is the one who gives the words to Moses that we might see what it all happened, how it all happened. In Genesis 1 and 2, we see the 6 days. On day 1, He creates light simply by speaking it into creation. He uses the sun to create because the sun is the word. The spirit is hovering over the faces of the deep. All three persons are present and active in the creation. On day 2, he creates the firmament, that is the sky, the heavens between the waters. On day 3, he creates the dry land and the plants and the trees that bring forth fruit. And on day 4, then he takes that light and he places it into the greatest light to rule our day in the sun. And he puts it into the lesser light, the moon and the stars also. When we have a clear night, take time to marvel at the heavens. Look at each star as hung by God as a testament of his handiwork. For the heavens declare his mighty work. On day 5, he creates the sea creatures and the birds of the heavens. And on day 6, he creates every living creature that lives on the earth, as well as his last, greatest, prized creation, you. For he makes man in his own image, after his likeness. You are unlike everything else in creation. You are his prized possession. He created you because he desired to love you. Never let a day go by forgetting that God loves you and He created you so that He might love you. No matter what you're facing, no matter what sort of diseases plague you, remember that God loves you. The world might desire you to fill your bodies with poison each and every day, but don't let it. Do not be corrupted. God has created this entire universe in 6 days, 6 natural days. We read that again in Exodus 20, when God is giving the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Speaking of the third commandment, he says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." If we cannot believe God's first 2 chapters of His book, we are flawed to believe any of the rest. We are flawed to believe that somehow God would take upon flesh, be born of a virgin, and somehow take the sins of the whole world upon Himself, to suffer death, even death upon a cross, and on the third day rise again. We must believe God's word. It is our weapon against the devil. For when the devil attacks you, fight him back with the word of God. And if you struggle to believe how God could have created all of this in 6 days, especially when the world around you tempts you, trying to get you to believe that it took millions or billions of years because it despises God, remember these words. First of all, from our doctrinal position of the Missouri Synod in 1932, it states, "We teach that God has created heaven and earth, and that in the manner and in the space of time recorded in the Holy Scriptures, especially Genesis 1 and 2, namely by His almighty creative word and in 6 days. We reject every doctrine which denies or limits the works of creation as taught in Scripture. In our days, it is denied or limited by those who assert, in deference to science, that the world came into existence through a process of evolution. That is, that it has in immense periods of time developed more or less of itself. Since no man was present when it pleased God to create the world, we must look for a reliable account of creation to God's own record, found in God's own book, the Bible. We accept God's own record with full confidence and confess with Luther's catechism, I believe that God has made me and all creatures." I think Luther really said it best when he writes, "When Moses writes that God created heaven and earth and whatever is in them in 6 days, then let this period continue to have been 6 days, and do not venture to devise any comment according to which 6 days were 1 day. But if you cannot understand how this could have been done in 6 days, then grant the Holy Spirit the honor of being more learned than you are." God is infinitely wiser than we are. And even though our brains in our fallen world cannot comprehend how the entire universe could have been created in 6 days, let us believe it. Because the devil desires us to count out what God's word says. Believe God in the face of people calling you all sorts of names. Believe God when the devil tempts you and attacks you. Take up the whole armor of God and stand. The days are evil, but the day of judgment is coming, when all the evil will be cast down, and we will have Jesus for eternity. The church sings, "So use it well, you are made new. In Christ, a new creation. As faithful Christians, live and do within your own vocation. Until that day when you possess His glorious robe of righteousness bestowed on you forever. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen."